We are learning Masechta Shchulin Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning seven lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph. By the first word in line is Olav, and by Toshema. We learned Rabbi Yehuda holds that by the Gid Anoshe, you only chayiv for one leg. And he says that he holds that it's the right leg. And the one wanted to know, what does that mean? Does it mean that he has a right from the Torah that's the right leg? Or it means he's misupik, but is das noite? His feeling is that it's the right foot. And we're trying to be a raya, lemaisa, what did Rav Yehuda mean? Did he mean he had a feeling like that? It's a suffix, or it's a vadai, the right leg, the right yerech, the right thigh, is where the Gid Anoshe is according to Rav Yehuda. Toshima, we have a braya like this. Ocho mizeh, if someone ate both Gid Anoshes from both legs of the behemoth, and there was two different asras, the halacha is you get shmoinim, you get malchus, you get two times malchus. And Rashi says, the raya is, doesn't say, ocha bezeis mishneim. It says, ocha mezekezais, mashma, it was two different asrois. So if someone ate from the right leg and from the left leg, the halacha is, yichayev twice malchus. Rudoima, in the soifig al-arbon. Yichayev one time malchus. Yarm bishlom mishat pshitole. If you hold that, Rudo at least holds that the right foot is vadai, the giranosha, and not the left foot. Only one foot of giranosha, and it's the right foot of vadai. So then we understand that yichayev malchus. Yichayev malchus. Yarm bishlom mishat pshitole shapir. Yarm ritzvuk misafkele. But if you hold, he's mesupik, which one? And here you had two different asras for each leg. So have the asra suffic, because when you warn him, don't eat that right leg because of giranosha, maybe it's really the left leg is giranosha. I mean, if you warn him the left leg, maybe it's really the right leg. So it's always asra suffic. Even though for sure he's over Issa, he ate both of them. But Maisa Bashasta Asra, Hakir Malkus, it's asra suffic. Vishamil led Rabbi Yehuda, Dom Asra suffic, Lashma Asra. And we know from a different Brysa, the Rehuda Shita is that asra suffic is not called asra. Where do we see that? At the time we're in the Brysa, Hika Ezeh, because of Hika Ezeh. We're referring to a son who doesn't know who his father is, because his mother got remarried immediately after her husband died, and then he was born after 7 months, and we're not sure if this is from the first marriage or he's from the second marriage, so therefore he doesn't know who his father is. So if he hits father A, and then he hits father B, the halacha is that it'll be a shayla v'asra safik. Or he's mekala this one and then goes mekala this one, or hika shnei vasachas both at one time, or he's mekala both in one time. The halacha is according to Tanakama, chayiv either way, because maman of shach, you for sure hit your father and for sure mekala the father. If you chayiv misa, maman of shach, he's not worried about asra safik. If at one time you take a stick in each hand, you hit them both at one time, so then you chayiv, because you can warn him, don't hit right now because you're sure you hit your father, because they're both standing right in front of you doing vasachas. But vasachas is part of, because there's no asras vade over there. So you see Rav Yehuda holds asras safik lashma asra. So if Rav Yehuda is mesupik, which foot, really, which yerek, which thigh has the giranosha, the right or the left, so how can you say chayiv malchus? You can chayiv anything, because there's two different asras. You ate the right foot, then you ate the left foot. Two different asras, each one is asras safik. So the Gemara, no, it wouldn't be a raya, because maybe really it's a safik. But since he ate both Gid Anoshes, Yechayiv. It's a Sra Safik. Hai Tana Sav, like Yidach Tana. That Tana could go in like the other Tana. It's not clear what Rav Yehuda holds. The Gabi Sra Safik. This Brysa says, Rav Yehuda says, Sra Safik, Loishma Sra. But we have another Brysa. Hai Tana Sav, like Yidach Tana, the Rav Yehuda. Doma, Sra Safik, Shma Sra. Tell him to the Brysa. It says, about Noisel, Hesir Menu Ad Baker. And it says, Vanoisel Ad Baker, Beisha Shreifu. And Rav Yehuda says, Ba Kosu Tana Seach Loisasa. The Torah gives you a say after the Loisasa, which means there's a way to fix up the lois asa. It's a lava nitik lase. By burning it, you fix up the lois asa, you won't get malchus. Loi marash ain't loikul of the Rav Yehuda. You won't get malchus because you have a way to fix up the lois asa. Rav Yaakov, it's not a lav shemesh for maisa. You're not doing anything. It's a passive maisa. Not eating is a passive maisa. But lav shemesh ain't loikul of, and lav shemesh ain't loikul of. Now, according to Rav Yehuda, why don't you get malchus? Because it's a nitik lase. Luchar typically, you should say the reason why you don't get malchus is because asra asafik loishma asra. Because you never can warn someone not to do noisa. Maybe eat the next minute. It's impossible to you to realize exactly when alois hashachar is. So vice tois that if not for that, you be chayiv malchus. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda holds asra asafik shma asra. So maybe really he's mesupik about the get anosha. Which one, the right or the left foot? The Bryce says chayiv arbaim, chayiv malchus. It's going according to the sheet that Rabbi Yehuda holds asra asafik shma asra. So maybe still we don't have a riot to the shayla. Toshma, who mean another brayso, and from this brayso will be a raya already. From here, we're going to have the raya. Toshma, it's a tesefta. Ochol beis gidim and beis yereichos and beis behemos. If you ate two Gid Anoshes from two different behemos, two different yereichos, both right foots, both right legs from two different behemos. clearly you had to take two different behemoths. Obviously, we're talking about the right leg. And it says, Soifik Pei, you get Shmoyin, you get two Tamalkas, Pasha, two different Asras, two different legs, Yechayiv. Rabbi Yehuda also should be Yechayiv. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Ein Yosef Yehuda, only get 40. And we'll see why. But with the common base Yerechas, base behemoths, since you had to say a case of two Yerechas, two behemoths, obviously, we're trying to bring out the Shita Fear of Yehuda. And obviously, we hope for sure that the right foot is the right one. Because if you wanted to say that it's, you ate the right and left foot, so you don't have to pick two animals. You can do one animal and do this for the same price. So obviously, if you're saying two animals, obviously you're talking about two right legs. And clearly, Rav Yehuda will be Chayiv Malkus. You'll be Chayiv Malkus. So you see, klar, that if you only eat the right leg, you're Chayiv Malkus. Why Chayiv only 40? We'll see in a second. But it's a raya that he holds the right foot. So it's more inside. Both are lesur, both are right legs. It's clear from here that Yehuda holds that the right leg is the Gira Nasha. Because if it was a pashto sofik, and that's why Yehuda is saying 40, just say one behemoth, you ate both yerechas, and then it's a pashto sofik, and you chayav 40. But since he said two different yerechas, obviously we know for sure that it's only the right leg. And here the rabbanon say chayav 80. And the Rav Yehuda says Chayav 40. Now why? V'i pshitalei amai soifig mem v'suloi. Looky pay. You should be Chayav Shmoyinim, Chayav 80. Two makas. How come I'm asking you less than a kazayis? That you didn't, between both of them, each one didn't have a kazayis. Altogether was a kazayis. The Tanya Ochlu v'ein by kazayis Chayav. The Tanakama holds that if you eat a gira nasha, it's called a beria, it's called an entire thing, entire item. That's enough to be chashivas to be chayiv. You eat a whole entire gira nasha, even if it's less than a gazai. Since he ate a whole gira nasha, it's like if someone eats a whole ant, he's chayiv, a whole bug, he's chayiv. He also, entire gira nasha, you're chayiv. But we don't have shiva gazai. You have to have a shir gazai. So that's Pshat Rav Yehuda. But Kapanam, we were pushed to Shaila. Rav Yehuda says, Yechayiv only on one Yerech, it means the right leg. And it's Bevadoyos. It's not a suffix. It's Bevadoyos. Yechayiv, right leg, Gira Nasha. Now what's Pshat Rav Yehuda? Why only Chayiv one leg? And why if you're a body, Chayiv two legs? That'll be the next discussion of Gemara. Zok to Gemara, V'tayimai, what is Pshat Rav Yehuda? Amar Rav, Amar Kroh, Ha Yerech. It says in the Pasuk, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, Akein Le'yochem Re'yishol Az Gira Nasha, Ashal Akaf Ha Yerech, Ara Yoyma. What's Ha Yerech? Lashon Hei Ayidia. So that means, Ha Yimonash Yerech, the right one of, the right Yerech, the main Yerech, the main thigh. That's Lashon Hei. The Hei always means the Hei Ayidia. So therefore it means the right leg. Rabbanon, what does it do with the Hei? He says, that's teaching us who the Pashut is Surah Bekula. It's the Gid that goes through the entire Yerech. That's a high Yerech. It's a cool Yerech. Like we spoke out at the end of yesterday's year, there are two Gira Nashas. The Gira Nashas are Pnimi and the Chitzoin. The Pnimi is a very long tendon. It goes from the top all the way to the bottom. Mashiach and the Chitzoin ends by the beginning of the thigh. It goes into the Basar. So here we're saying, Ahu, the Yerech is high Yerech, the Pasha the Surah Bekulu. It means to teach you that Stafka, the Pnimi, is the Issa Gira Nasha, not the Chitzan. So one Drasha, one Pshat Rav Yehuda is from a high Yerech, high Yemanis. We should believe a different Pshat. Oma Kral, the Pasha says, Be'yavka Imai, when he was fighting, when the Malach was fighting with Yaakov, Ka'odom Shechoyvik es Chaveroi, like when a person hugs his friend, Ve'yodim Egas, the Kaf Yemina Shechaveroi, and his hand wraps around his friend, his hand's the right hand, usually, he fights the right hand, it wraps around his friend, so it goes around his left foot to his right foot, so it probably hits his right foot. And that's the raya, that it's the right foot. The problem with this is, there's a little shaila here, that Rashi, which we spoke out yesterday on Tzadik Oman Bey, speaks out, Lefid Tzad Das Noita, which means it's a suffix. He says that's the svara. The svara is that das noita means the right foot. Why? Because you stick your hand around. So it's mashma that's just like, that's not a dvar Torah reason. That's like a suffix reason. And here the Gemara uses it as a reason that it's dvar Torah yerech haymanis. So Lev Ari asked his kasha before on the Tzadik Oman Bey. The answer partial Torah. He says here the drush is not from the svara. The drush is from the extra words be'af gimai. Why does the Torah have to tell you the words be'af gimai? It says a whole nother pasuk. V'yar kilo yachal love yoga v'kaf yerech. V'atayik kaf yerech yaka be'af gimai. I know we're fighting. Why do we speak out that we're fighting? Torah says it teaches this halacha. Teach us that it was like kederecha fighting, which means on the right leg. That's why it's from the extra word. We're making the drush an extra word, and we'll see soon. The Gemara is going to ask, what does Rabbanon do with the extra word? That he thought that Yaakov Avinu thought this Malach Vayis was a guy. And the loch is, Amar, Yisrael Shnitaloi Vichavim, if Yisrael meets a guy on the street, on Bederech, on the road, Toifle Mina, make sure he's on your right side. You want to have your strong hand on your right side in order to if he attacks, you'll protect yourself. So therefore, it's Mestava that Malach of Esav hit his right foot. So, because he was standing on his right side. See, this right foot. So that's a third pshat already from that Torah that was right foot. Pshat number one was ha-yerech. Pshat number two was the way they fight. And number three is, because it's like, it doesn't seem so good with the second pshat, but the third pshat is that he was standing on his right side, so he hit his right foot. Shmuel ba'acha, kamei de Rav Shmuel ba'acha, kamei de Rav Papa, shmei de Rava, ba'ula, amar, a similar pshat, that it's on his right side. Why? Ketam chacham nidvaloi. He thought this malach was a tam chacham. No, amar, ha-malachim in rabbi, he's a boor. You shouldn't go to the right of the rebbe. The rebbe should be on your right side. So it used to be to the left of the Rebbe. And therefore, he let the Sar of Esav to be on his right side. And therefore, he attacked his right foot. So these are four different shatim, how we know it means the right foot. What does Rabbanon do with the Svara? Rabbanon Machairas, he came from behind, Venashi with the vow, and he grabbed both legs, and he displaced both Giranoshas. So the more of Rabbanon, what do you do with Haibaf Gimai, my Darshvei? What does the Darshvei words, X words, Baf Gimai? It says he was one of his fighting. I know why I was fighting with him. What's Baf Gimai mean? That the dust of their fighting, the dust went all up the kisai covered. How do we know? It says lashon beof gimoy, extra word here. And it's talking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu there in a pasuk in Nachum. It says Hashem erech apayim gadol koyach v'nakeloi naka Hashem besufa v'sara darkoi v'anon avak raglov, and the anon, the clouds are as avak raglov. So you see avak raglov hashach as kisai covered. Now what's the significance of the dust going to kisai? There's all the different pshatim, but one of pshatim are that Esav and Yaakov will be fighting until the time the kisei kavod will be shalim. That's the significance of the dust going off the kisei kavod. Baruch Yisrael Levi, Lomanikra Shmoy Gid Hanasha. Why is it called Gid Hanasha? What's Lashon Nasha? Shanasha Mekayim V'Alav, because it jumped out of its place. V'cheinu Oyimer, you find the word Nasha to mean jumping out of its place. It's talking about Nasha Gvurasim, talking about certain Gibarim, that they lost their Gvura, Hayul Nasham. They became like ladies, they became like women, didn't have any Kaychas. So you see, Nasha means jumping out of place. It says a pasuk. This pasuk is in Yeshaya. Dovar Sholach Hashem B'Yakov, and Nafal B'Yisrael. And when Darshan like this, Dovar Sholach B'Yakov is a Gid Hanasha. Hashem caused this to happen to Yaakov, that Gid Hanasha got displaced. The Nafal B'Yisrael, which means Shapash the Shubach Yisrael. Because of that, there became an Issa Gid Hanasha in God's Klal Yisrael. But Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, my dechsev. What's behind the pasuk? Once mentioned, basically, is Drasha with a dash on a different pasuk. This pasuk is by Yosef. The Yosef, when his brothers come for the second time, he tells the household that prepare them a meal. So, v'tvayach tavach means taichuk this parlam beis shchita. He showed them the animal and he showed them that he did a shchita on it to show them that it was a kosher ant, that it was a kosher shchita. Because even though it was quite the mountain entire, they were makban on shchita. V'hachin, and prepare it for them means tell Gid Hanasha for them. Take out a Gid Hanasha in front of them to show them there's no Gid Hanasha here. And the Mara says, Kamad Yama, Gid Hanasha, Nasa B'nei Noach. It's according to Kamad Yama, holds that Gid Hanasha was Nesar L'B'nei Noach to the B'nei Yaakov even before Matan Torah. Frank Tosfos, what's the Raya? You just said he did a Shechita. That definitely was not given to them before Matan Torah. Tosfos is a Masal Kamad. M'taymar, Dilma, Loi Nesar. Maybe it wasn't Nesar. V'hachi ha'yim ha'kayim and k'may Shechita to kamalei par lohem be Shechita. What's the Raya? They get a Nasha L'B'nei Noach. Maybe he just like the Shechita of Makman, this wasn't Makman. Yes, Loima, for Tosfos, M'taymar, V'hachi, Mashma, V'lav, Hachi, L'mystery. Loshim ha'hachi is Mashma that without that it wouldn't be Mutter, so it sounds like it was more serious. Ister, and therefore you see for me, like my mama holds, Gid Hanasha was Nesar L'B'nei Noach. Why was he there, Levadai? Why did he stay there, Levadai? Because it already says in the pasuk that he went over Nachal Yabok, and it says Vayavar is Kol Hashaloi. He already brought everything across. So why in the world was he there himself? He left a few little jugs. It wasn't encountered anything. Now, why would he do that? You see, for me, that tzaddikim are worried about wasting their money even more than the goof. He put himself into danger. Since they don't steal anything, so they're very careful with the money. Two pshatim in the Rishonim. One pshat in the Rishonim is because that if he might say he's always scared that he might lose his money, and therefore, because if he loses money, he doesn't want to have to come to Gzela. Therefore, he's very makbid not to waste even a cent. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that since his money is all pure money, it didn't come through Gzela, and therefore, very makbid not to lose that money. It says in the pasuk by Yaakov Avinu with the Sar Shalai, it says, "Yavik ish imay ad alayis ha-shachar." You see that what happened? He was left alone at night, and what happened? He got injured. So you see from here, Talmud Chacham should not go outside at night himself. Should not go himself at night. Rabbi Avva Kana Mahacha, a different Makar, bringing a few Makaris to this Yisoid, that a Tamachim should not go outside at night by himself. Rabbi Avva Kana Mahacha, from here, on top of now, Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, Hine, who Zayres Gar Nasarim. This is talking about Rus and Naomi and Boaz, that Naomi tells Rus that go visit Boaz in the fields because he's going to be doing his working with his tefua, going to be winnowing tonight. And it says the pasuk this. He's going to Gar Nasarim Laila. Now, who said he's going to stay there? Maybe he's going to go back home. But she knew that since he's working there the whole day, and the time he finishes working will be the night, he's not going to go back home. He's going to sleep in the silos. He's going to sleep in the Geirin. So therefore, he told her to go meet Boaz there at night. And she knew he's be at night because Tamachachim does not go out Yechidi. So it's the second raya already that Tamachachim does not go out Yechidi. First raya was from the story that happened with Yaakov. You see, it's dangerous. And here another one is from, you see, that Naomi told Rus, you could go there. He'll be there overnight. Ravo says from here, from this pasuk. The pasuk says, "By Yashkem Avraham ba'boker," that Avram woke up early in the morning. This is talking about a case Yitzchak. And why did he wake up early in the morning? And not before the morning. He should woke up middle of the night, maybe by Chatzos. Teretz says you don't go at night. You only travel in the morning. V'rabon Amri a different makar mahachav. On the pasuk that says that Yaakov Avinu sent Yosef to go check up his brothers in Shechem. It says the pasuk Leich Nora Eish Shloim Achachav Shloim. I think that's the end of that passage. But we see from here, it says, Leich Nor Re'eh, Rashi says, that you should go out only in a time when you could see, and not at night when you can't see. Rav Amah, another Makar. And this will be the final Makar for this year. Rav Amah Hakha, this is the final Makar that you have to go out by day. And this Raya is a little bit longer. Rav Amah Hakha. The pasuk says that after Yaakov fought the Sar of Esav, the Tsar of Esav injured his Giranasha and says that when he left Peniel, Hashem shone the sun for him and that made him get better. That Rabbi Gamil and Rabbi Shua Itlas were shopping in the Itlas in the butcher shop of Imum. They were going to buy Behema Lemishta Benoish Ragmil for the Chasana of Ragmil's son. And I met him there and asked him a few shilas. One of the shilas asked him like this. The sun shone for Yaakov. Only for him? The whole world. That here, the sun came out early, special for Yaakov, you know, for the whole world, but it came out special for Yaakov, you know, why? Because to heal him. Zarcha Bavuroi, at a different point of time, it's set earlier. Where was that? The chsiv, Hashemesh habab avuroi, I'm just reading the opposite way, Hashemesh habab avuroi, the Shemesh that set earlier for him, Zarcha bavuroi, it shone for him. So it's really the opposite. What happened first was that in an earlier story, which we'll see in a second, the sun set earlier for him. And because of that, now it rose earlier. So Shemesh habab avuroi, that set earlier, it went down earlier, Zarcha bavuroi, came up earlier. When was the story that it set earlier for him? It went down earlier for him. The chassid says in the pasuk, Vayetzi Yaakov Bereshav, Yelacharon. Yaakov left Bereshav, went to Charon. It sounds like he's in Charon already. Uksiv says in the pasuk, Yifka Amokam, Yelon Sham. He got to the place of the Har Maria and he slept there. It makes no sense. He's already in Charon. Has he led them to Har Maria? So I think about the story was like this. When he reached Charon, I passed by the place where my father's all daven and in daven. Once he put his mind to it to return, Hashem made an esmim, because you see from here that when someone puts his mind to doing a mitzvah, Hashem takes care of him. All of a sudden, he had a kitsa derech, and he hit the place, like the place like banged into him. It came close to him. Katzali, after he davened in this place, he wanted to go back now to Charon, go back to his trip. By Elam Heda, Amakarish Baruch Hu, Tzadik Zeh, Bala Beis Maloini. This Tzadik Yaakov Avinu comes to my hotel. V'yiftu Elina, he's going to leave without sleeping. Mayad Ba Shemesh, the sun set, and that's the where the sun set earlier. It went down earlier for him, so later on it rose earlier. But what do you see from here? You see from here that once the sun set, he wouldn't leave. Why not? Because Tamachim does not go Yechidi Belayla. He does not go Yechidi Belayla. That's what you see from here. He doesn't go Yechidi Belayla. That's not a raya to this Shaila that Tamachim does not go Yechidi Belayla. So he had a bunch of different rayas that Tamachim does not go Yechidi Belayla.